Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Ian Bailey was convicted of her murder in absentia by a French court in 2019. He's denied any involvement in her murder and has never been charged in this jurisdiction. We're joined now by Mick Clifford, special correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Mick, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, the cold case, first of all, we'll talk about why this is happening now.
Yeah, I suppose, Pat, as a lot of your listeners will be aware, there was a number of developments in recent years, most particularly the screening of two documentaries in 2021, Murder at the Cottage, which was done by the well-known filmmaker Jim Sheridan, which was on Sky, and Sophia Murder in West Cork, which was screened on Netflix. And that once more created an awful lot of controversy about the murder and the aftermath. And also, a couple of years prior to that, we had the trial in absentia of Mr. Ian Bailey in France, at which he was found guilty. So between all of that, following that trial, there was also a request by the French to extradite Ian Bailey, now that in their eyes, he was a convicted murderer. That was rejected by the courts here. As I understand it, Ms. Duplantier's son had meetings with the Gardaí, and he urged them to do a cold case review, particularly on the basis that Mr. Bailey was not to be extradited. So you have all this stuff going on, and then ultimately they decide, there was a review, and ultimately they decide for a full cold case investigation now at this point.
Now, the Gardaí have asked anyone with anything they could offer in relation to this murder to contact the investigation team at Bantry Garda Station. That's 027-20860. So that's, put it another way, 027-20860, or the Garda confidential line at 1-800-666-111. So they are trawling for new information. Do we know how much new information came about as a result of people being prompted by the two documentaries?
It's very hard to know what exactly would be credible, Pat. I mean, there is one thing, and that is that a person who was a prominent witness in previous investigations and in previous civil actions, Maria Farrell, has apparently now produced a statement saying that a person she recognised on the night of the murder, she identified that person, I think, as somebody who might have been an associate of the Duplantier family from France. Now, I put a health warning with that. To this extent, Ms. Farrell has given contrasting evidence before, and she has also effectively admitted that she did not give truthful evidence under oath in a circuit court libel trial in Cork. So, you know, on that basis, people would have to accept that she has given different versions. But that is relatively new. People, I think, have come forward at various points over the years with differing information. The two real elements here, Pat, I'd suggest is when you have a cold case review like this, one element to it tends to be forensic, and particularly when it's as old as 1996, DNA, which has hugely advanced in the last 20 years. That's one element. The second element is very often a cold case review. Something is unearthed that was not there or available to the original investigation. Somebody has come forward. There's been some development. Now, in various cases, but in this jurisdiction and others, those two factors tend to be deciding ones when you have a cold case review like that. In this instance, however, first of all, you know, the reality is that over the last 25 years, there has been a number of investigations that looked at this murder and its aftermath in one way or another. So this is not a case of coming to it completely new 26 years down the line. The second thing is, as part of those along the way as well, I don't know for a fact, but I'd be stunned if the type of forensic evidence that could be examined wasn't examined as well. So you'd have, with those things in taken into account, you would have to suggest that there may well be new evidence, but it would be perhaps more unusual than might otherwise be the case.
Now, there obviously were flaws in the initial investigation in terms of, based on the news reports at the time, the cordoning off of the scene, the state pathologist did not arrive, 23rd of December. You know, you can understand in a sense, but the crime scene should always be sealed off totally from all access. I'm not sure that was done. Perhaps the sophistication wasn't available to them that would be available today in the investigation of such a crime scene. But the crew who will be doing the cold case review presumably are completely separate from anyone who might have had, over the years, any part to play in the investigation.
Oh, yes, and certainly anyone who had any part to play in the initial investigation. Most of the people who were involved in that would be retired, if anything else, but this would be completely separate to all that. And you're right in terms of the kind of flaws that were there. Now, we also need to take into account, Pat, that your younger listeners mightn't appreciate it, but in 1996, this was a completely different country. And the idea of somebody being violently murdered outside of what one might call a domestic situation, which is, of course, horrendous as well, the only difference being it's very obvious there and then who the perpetrator is. But outside of that, a murder like this in rural Ireland was extremely unusual. And as you say, the state pathologist at the time was under some pressures and didn't make it down for over 24 hours. But as well, I mean, along the way, you know, things like, for instance, evidence that's gone missing, including a gate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how a gate goes missing and how significant that was, as I understand it, there would have been blood samples available from it. Those kind of things happened as well. And the investigation has been criticised by, for example, GSOC. There have been two internal Garda reviews of it, which were not published. But it was also criticised in a very crucial document in 2001 by the DPP's office that went into some detail in why, at that stage, there was no case for the DPP to pursue against Ian Bailey. And again, the big question following... No, I have to say, sorry, the other thing about that particular review is the Gardaí, senior Gardaí at the time, took issue with some of it, but notwithstanding that, then you have to ask, how much have things changed since then, or what more has become available since 2000?
Now, we had the two documentaries where the authors of those documentaries, in the Sky case, it was Jim Sheridan, but they kind of became amateur detectives. And then we had the podcast, The Murder in West Cork. So it turned everyone who watched these or listened to the podcast into kind of amateur detectives trying to piece together the different offerings from the different versions, shall we say. I remember one of the perplexing elements of this was, one documentary suggested that a coat was burned, a long coat. Another one showed that it was taken into police evidence.
Exactly. You know, there was kind of, and as well, I think it's very, let me put it this way in terms of the two documentaries. The Duplantier family, the extended family, Mr. Duplantier's son and his relatives, were happier with the Netflix documentary. And as I understand it, Mr. Bailey was happier with the Jim Sheridan documentary. So one can take from that perhaps the documentaries both came from different angles effectively and had their own particular slant on what went on that might have influenced viewers one way or another. But you're right, you know, there was a lot of that. We all became amateur detectives. The podcast that preceded that was an excellent piece of work as well. And I think the thing there is that both that and the two documentaries, they brought this to a viewership and a listenership outside of Ireland, but also a younger generation, because the likes of you and me remember it well, but remember there's a younger generation for whom all of this would have been completely new. So, I mean, again, all of that goes into the mix from the family's point of view, entirely understandably. It keeps it in the spotlight, so to speak, because at the end of the day, as far as they're concerned, they lost their loved one violently and absolutely nobody has been charged with the murder. It should also be said that Mr. Bailey has repeatedly denied any involvement and has welcomed any further investigation from his point of view as he sees it that will, as far as he's concerned, clear his name.
On that note, Mick Clifford, Special Correspondent with the Irish Examiner, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.